This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Uber has a public relations crisis on its hands, one that has nothing to do with the company's CEO being on and then quitting President Trump's business advisory panel, or with the charges of strike breaking in New York that the weekend of the immigration executive order came out. This weekend, a former employee alleged systemic sexual harassment at the company and virtually no response from management. Uber has promised an urgent investigation, but for a company that can be boycotted just by deleting an app on your phone, reputation is key, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Uber CEO Travis Kalanick told employees in a memo on Monday that Holder's investigation would look into claims of sexual harassment, but also into diversity and inclusion at Uber more broadly. Eric Lin is executive director at the brand consulting firm Siegel & Gale. He says this PR crisis is different from Uber's previous ones.
Most of their crises in the past have been externally facing. Really aggressive business practices, perceived mistreatment of drivers. This is new in a sense that this is for the first time unveiling an issue that lives within the walls of Uber as an organization.
When you're a startup and the only game in town, a good reputation isn't nearly as important as ease of use and convenience. But for Uber, now there's competition. Jonathan Bernstein is president of Bernstein Crisis Management. He says the cost of moving over to Lyft for your ride sharing is basically nothing.
Deleting an app, Uber app, or anything else, it takes 2 seconds. And as a consumer who has used both services, I don't care a lot which one I use, except for if one of them, this thing going on and that thing going on, well, I'm going to choose the one that's more socially responsible.
And it appears Uber gets that. Felicia Miller teaches management at Marquette University. She says being a company in today's environment of nearly total transparency is different than it was before Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So Uber had to do something.
Particularly newer, nimble, services-oriented companies are much quicker to respond because they're much closer to their consumers.
But the competition can reach out to consumers just as quickly. She says she wouldn't be surprised to see a reaction from Lyft as this investigation plays out. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.